After months of preparation and a one-day delay, Afghanistan's Loya Jirga, or Grand Council, opened today in Kabul. More than 1,500 delegates from across the country are participating in the council, which is to select a government to administer Afghanistan for the next 18 months. Just before the opening of the Loya Jirga, former Afghan President Burhanuddin Rabbani announced his withdrawal from consideration as head of state in the interim administration. NPR's Ivan Watson is at the site of the Loya Jirga in Kabul. Was Rabbani's decision a surprise?
Bob, it was a surprise because Rabbani's supporters have been putting photos of him up all over the city in what looks clearly like some kind of a campaign promotion. Rabbani gave his press conference just hours before the start of the Loya Jirga, and again, he did announce he would not run for candidate.
What does it mean?
Well, basically, it removes two now of the three most high-profile candidates for head of state to rule the country for the next 18 months. The head of state is supposed to be chosen today on the first day of this week-long Loya Jirga assembly meeting. The only real candidate left now is Hamid Karzai. He's the head of the outgoing administration. He's been endorsed now by the Tajik ethnic group, Tajiks from the Northern Alliance, who hold powerful ministries in the outgoing government, and now by Rabbani. And yesterday, Hamid Karzai was endorsed by the former king, Zahir Shah, who was also a popular potential candidate for head of state, who abruptly pulled out of the running yesterday afternoon.
And why did he do that? He changed his mind?
Well, it was not clear. Of all the people in Afghanistan, the king looked like he would present the biggest challenge to Hamid Karzai for head of state. He clearly had support from among the delegates, and he had been talking about trying to serve the people of Afghanistan somehow, and his supporters, his aides, had been saying that he was a candidate. He himself had not really announced anything. This was creating some kind of a political crisis between some of the factions here who have been making deals in advance of this to share the government pie after the Loya Jirga. The way the king pulled out, by pulling out, it may have resolved a short-term political crisis, but it will have created some suspicion among the delegates because there was the abrupt postponement of the beginning of the Loya Jirga by a day. His announcement was made at home to the press, not to the Loya Jirga delegates, many of whom support him. And when he made the announcement, he was seated beside Karzai and two top American diplomats. He didn't even speak himself. He had a spokesman read his statement. So this will create some suspicion, and some observers say it will undermine the legitimacy of this entire procedure.
This council's being held in a large tent. What's it look like?
It's a fascinating mix, Bob, of traditional Afghanistan and some of the modern Western world. It's being held on a university campus here in Kabul that was mostly destroyed during the Civil War. The UN had barely a month to rebuild the campus and to put up an enormous, giant, modern air-conditioned tent. The candidates are gathered there with big beards, flowing robes, sitting on cushions and Afghan carpets, and they will begin today by inaugurating this week-long ceremony, the Loya Jirga. It's all surrounded by very high security.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul.